This tequila was not supposed to leave the distillery, but here it is. I brought it home with me. I only have a little bit left, and I want to tell you about it. This bottle is a single-barrel Reposado that is currently at 60.87 ABV. I got the opportunity to taste through several barrels and pick the one that I liked the best. This one was barrel number 3. It was pretty phenomenal. Now, I also want to share this and have a sip of this while we talk about the distillery. This is a sample of what could potentially be Crete de Oro's brand new extra añejo. So Crete de Oro, great tequila, one of my tops for 2025. And you've recognized these labels, the Blanco and the Reposado. They've been great tequilas for me. The owner, Renac, has been absolutely unbelievable. And Samuel, a partner at the distillery, is absolutely phenomenal as well. I'm going to pour this Repo and talk about the trip. Okay, there's not very much of this left because it's so good. And I've had a lot of people that have come over and gave it a little bit of a taste. Again, 60.87 ABV. Of course, it wouldn't be tequila if it was bottled at this high alcohol content. This would definitely be proof down to a proof below 55 ABV or 110 proof. And let's give you a nose of this thing. The cooked agave is so strong. But this barrel note, this musty barrel smell that you get with this caramely vanilla, like old school barrel vanilla smell, there's a vegetal note and a citrus note in there as well. I'm going to say celery and lime. And, you know, there's a little bit of alcohol. You can smell that for sure. Let's dive into this 120 proof tequila. This amazes me every time I taste it. There's a lot of anise or licorice. There's a fennel-like flavor that's part of the herbal flavors. You get cooked agave. You get citrus. It's going to be in the form of lime, a little bit of caramel, and a nice vanilla note. And the cooked agave is like punches you in the face. And I think it's just because it's such a high proof. You've got so much more of that agave there. Now, the finish, surprisingly, is not as hot as the first intake. And it cools and it just lingers a nice, sweet agave flavor in the finish. This is really fantastic. Now, I got the opportunity to go down and visit and stay in the town of Huantatlan. This distillery is really not in the highlands or the valles. It's in central. So it's just outside of Guadalajara, right along this famous river that splits it off from Guadalajara. The distillery itself is owned by a collection of multiple agave farmers, around 65 agave farmers, and they grow the agave for this distillery. Distillery is NOM 1551. Distilladorio Huantatlan is the name of the distillery, and it's an awesome facility. When you first get there, it's in a wide, large, like courtyard area with a brick wall that goes all the way around it. And there's a lot of greenery. You got a couple of buildings, and then you have this setup where you have agave growing in the back corners, and there's this pipe that's coming up out of the ground and travels all the way across to where the roller mill and the stone ovens are, and that is their well. And they were one of the last people to get a permit to drill a well, and they have to renew that every year. And right now, the area is not giving anybody else permits. So that makes this distillery very unique in its location because there just isn't anybody else there able to get the access to the water to build one there as well. So you've got central agaves, and you got a special unique water source. And then you've got two stone ovens side by side, and under construction is a bigger stone oven that'll have the capacity of both. From there into a roller mill. And what's kind of neat about the way they've done this is the stone oven you'll see is outside. The roller mill is outside. It's just all undercover. And all of the juices are going down into some piping that then takes them over into the first building. And once you cross over into that building, that's where their stainless steel fermentation tanks are at. That's where their stills are at. They are stainless steel stills, I believe, with copper coils, and all the fermentation is open, wild fermentation and stainless steel. And then right around the corner, you go to the next room, and that's their bottling room. And you can literally see where they put the labels on and they bottle everything. A very open, cool process or flow for the distillery. It was neat to see the roller mill and the stone ovens outdoors separated from the building. I thought that was interesting. And then once you cut all the way across past the agave, there's a little agave field in the back, you have the back corner. There's a sunken barrel room. And when you walk in that room, this smell just smacks you in the face. And it is a good 20 degrees cooler inside when you walk down into the bottom of the barrel room. And there's just tons of barrels lined up in there with that great smell of Cretador and they're cooking in them. So pretty excited. And this is, I hope it gets released as a single barrel by these guys. I'm not sure if it's going to get released or just barreled, blended with other ones, but fantastic tequila. Had a fantastic experience. Now, this one, it's their extra añejo. I don't have the secrets behind the sauce. I just got to taste it. Renak and I did talk about it a little bit on our live that we did. This stuff is very, very good. It is definitely the great flavors of Crete de Oro's añejo, but it just goes with a little more depth and a little more flavor. And this one actually, this one blows it away in the amount of smells, but you got to think of how much alcohol that is and how much more strength there is in throwing that out. So you do get the barrel smell, the cooked agave smell. I get like a stone fruit, maybe pear and peach kind of together. There's a little bit of a grassy note in this one as well. Agave, barrel caramel, barrel spice, anise going into the finish, and a little bit of citrus into the finish, and it just lights your whole mouth up. It's not a hot finish. It's more of a vegetal warmth that makes everything tingle in the back of your mouth and just lends all this fantastic flavor that's just hanging on there. So I know this is a longer video than normal. I hope you enjoyed some of the videos from the distillery. If you're ever in Huatatitlán and you get the opportunity to go here, definitely do it. It's an amazing distillery. Great, wonderful, wonderful people. We spent the evening having a cookout up in the mountains in the agave fields and hanging out with some of the agave farmers. And they were so awesome and great people. So I want to say thanks for them inviting me down. And thanks for, of course, a couple of bottles here that I got to sneak home. And thanks for all the hospitality. If you haven't had Crete de Oro, it is one to find. I'll put a link to their website in the description so you can order their tequila. It is top stuff. I think you'll really love it. Thanks for watching. If you like honest reviews and stories about tequila, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. And if you've had Crete de Oro, let me know what you thought. Cheers.